We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are go. Liftoff. Houston, this is Cape Canaveral. It is the 20th day of March, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, and I have a lengthy list here of key points that I want to go over today. Obviously, when we launch the full transmission in the next segment, I'm going to be getting into the latest unfolding NATO-UN bombardment, including 120-plus cruise missiles fired from U.S. vessels into Libya, mainly around Tripoli, softening them up for the ground invasion. They have two giant Marine Corps amphibious aircraft carriers off the coast of Tripoli. You notice now an air war means a bombardment, or ground cover, the supposed no-fly zone means bombardment. And Muammar Gaddafi, who's been big buddies with Obama, big buddies with Tony Blair, big buddies with the current Prime Minister of England, hanging out with Herman Van Rompuy of the EU. The weapon systems have been sold to him by England and by the United States and France. Their CIA, MI6, SAS-backed forces have been defeated across Libya. And the final big city to take was Benghazi of 700,000. And as soon as that happened, you really see the evidence that this was a globalist-backed destabilization program. They began openly flooding weapons in via Saudi Arabia into Egypt on the eastern side of Libya. This is incredible. This is amazing hypocrisy, and we're going to be breaking it all down. Also, the latest on the radiation cloud that began reaching the United States 2 days ago on Friday. Since then, almost no news in the U.S. about radiation detectors. Remember, the first radiation that got here on Friday was from the Friday before last in Japan, when they just had a leak at the 6-reactor base Fukushima in northeastern Japan. Then on Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, there were more explosions and fires at Fukushima, that heavier radiation, as well as the 600,000 spent fuel rods blown sky high, the off-gassing and radiation from that headed our way. And because it's invisible, we're getting the same propaganda we got in the 40s, 50s, and 60s from the 300-plus above-ground test carried out in the United States and in the Pacific. Don't worry about it. It's not a problem. They say, oh, the radiation's only double in some areas what it should be. That's no big deal. Well, that's background radiation. But if one of those little particles that's highly radiated, that's not being picked up by detectors, you breathe that, you die a year, 10 years, 20 years down the road from it, that's plausible deniability. So we're going to be breaking all of that down as well today. On the other side of this quick break. Also, the Liberty Dollar creator convicted in federal court, this out of the Citizen Times out of Asheville. And I have the Department of Justice press release where they talk about it being domestic terrorism to print your own silver or gold coins. I guess that Montana legislature wants gold and silver in some state transactions. I guess they're terrorists. Or what about this article? Legislature says the state needs its own currency. This out of North Carolina. There are dozens of U.S. cities that have had their own currencies for decades. But now the system is saying it's illegal to print your own silver or gold. I mean, there's thousands of companies putting out commemorative coins. Another big sign of big fat tyranny. Also, the National Guard to leave Mexico border in June, the southwest border to be left unguarded even more. That's actually constitutional to have troops down there, but no, sorry, they got to be all over the Middle East, Central Asia, and of course North Africa. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you for joining us. It is Sunday, the 20th day of March, 2011. We're going to be here roughly for the next 2 hours, then, of course, back Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. A lot of new stations out there joining us today. I want to thank all of them for tuning in and carrying the broadcast. Okay, I have three stacks of extremely important news to cover today. First off, the huge unfolding NATO, UN, U.S. strikes on the dictator's stronghold in Tripoli in the country of Libya. We're going to be breaking all of that down today. I've got more than 50 articles on that front. Then we're going to get into the latest developments in the 6 nuclear reactor center at Fukushima in Japan, the site of multiple partial meltdowns, 2 cores exposed, giant explosions at Fukushima 1 and 3, ejecting hundreds of thousands of spent fuel rods stored on top of the reactors sky high. The first radiation arrived Friday from a week previous, the Friday before last, or about 9 days ago, when Fukushima was hit by the tsunami caused by the earthquake. That's the light radiation. The heavier radiation is reported coming across the Pacific Ocean from the giant explosions and fires and smoke that are still emanating from reactors 1, 3, 2, and 4. The good news is reactors 5 and 6 have been successfully shut down and recooled. But many nuclear physicists we've interviewed, like Dr. Bob Bowman, Dr. Busby, and others, clearly have said this is obviously worse than the 1986 disaster at Chernobyl in the Ukraine outside Kiev. That was a small reactor compared to just Fukushima 3. That is a Max Core Mark 1 General Electric plutonium-based reactor. Back in the 70s when these were developed and built, many General Electric engineers resigned over the danger of using weapons-grade plutonium, a byproduct of weapons development, in the reactors. That is all coming up. But first, I want to cover the developments in Tripoli. Let me say this succinctly and clearly. Muammar Gaddafi is a dictator. Muammar Gaddafi is an individual at the same time, compared to many other dictators, that is a true socialist. I don't like socialism, but many historians and philosophers and sociologists, anthropologists, political scientists have stated that if you're going to have socialism, it can only be delivered by a dictator who has no competition. True socialism can only be delivered by that, because if it's a regular political system, the socialist government class will steal all the money for themselves. But through a philosopher king, be he corrupt or not corrupt, you can actually have some largesse, or the trillions in oil that have been shipped out of Libya in the last 40 plus years of his dictatorship. He's actually built big buildings, schools, power plants, government housing, and actually, in the aggregate, made that North African country the jewel of Africa, the only country that's half decent other than South Africa itself now fallen to corruption. That said, I do not support Muammar Gaddafi, but at the same time, I do not support the hypocrisy, the lies, the fraud, the corruption, the disinformation, the fairy tale land that has been sold to us by the French, the British, the UN, and the so-called U.S. government that's been hijacked. Ladies and gentlemen, it's on record, Tony Blair. It's on record, the new British prime minister. It's on record, Sarkozy, Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU. In just the last few years, hanging out with Muammar Gaddafi, selling him armaments, saying that he was now a good dictator. In every major Muslim country, in Bahrain, in Yemen, the list goes on and on. They are dictators, either oligarch dictators or royal dictators, royal families. In Yemen, in Bahrain, in the last week, they're machine gunning people on the street. They are attacking crowds with tanks. Everything that Muammar Gaddafi has been attacked for. Now, let's look at Gaddafi. I've seen the Western journalist. I've seen the live footage. They're not arresting journalists. They, it turned out, did not strafe crowds of protesters that are flying their own jet aircraft and driving tanks, Western-backed rebels. They are not. He did not, a month ago, and then 3 weeks ago, and then 2 weeks ago, run to Venezuela, as the British government said they confirmed. That was to destabilize and make the rebels think they'd won. He did not run to Zimbabwe, north of South Africa. He did not strafe crowds. That since then, just like they claimed Saddam Hussein, U.S.-backed dictator, in 1990, they claimed he had thrown babies out of incubators in Kuwait. Turned out that was a lie. That's admitted to be a lie. See, I don't like being lied to. So why is the West there? Because there is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of oil every year shipped out of there to Europe, mainly to Italy. Predominantly, they're the biggest supplier to Italy. That's something the big oil companies don't control. And that's why we see this happening. Do you hear complaints about Yemen or Bahrain or countless other Arab dictatorships machine gunning crowds? No. You hear nothing about that because they don't have oil and they're in bed with the globalists. Do you hear about Saudi Arabia that will behead Christians for teaching the word? No. Do you hear about any of that? No, you hear zero because they're allies of the globalists. Not America, but the bankers. Here's the other big issue. And I'll put this on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You notice that the United Nations last Thursday night put out this call, put out this resolution, 10-0, to have, quote, a no-fly zone, which said, including bombardment and invasion. And you notice the invasion, the ongoing softening for the invasion, with two Marine Corps amphibious assault carriers waiting right off the coast of Tripoli. You notice that the United Nations has now launched British, French attack aircraft bombing emplacements all over Libya, controlled by Muammar Gaddafi, military bases, civilian deaths, you name it. 120-plus U.S. cruise missiles have been launched into the country from ships off the coast. That is an amazingly powerful no-fly zone, is it not? I saw a story about yesterday about the rebels having their own aircraft, the rebels having their own tanks. These are not protesters. These are Western-backed, British SAS a week and a half ago got captured, Special Air Services Commandos got arrested inside Libya running these operations. So let's be honest. The United Nations, as Obama said Friday in his speech, this is part of globalism. The United Nations gave the order, and the British, the French, and the U.S. and NATO all began launching attacks. This is a United Nations operation. Not declared by Congress, not with set out goals, as the Speaker of the House, Boehner, has said to Obama, define the mission. Well, sorry, the UN, the United Nations, is setting out the mission and running this. And Gaddafi has handed out over a million AK-47s to his population to resist the invasion. This will be Cobra gunships, Apache gunships, F-16s, F-15s, British jump jets, Harriers, French aircraft, backing up the rebels as they try to retake the cities they've taken over. Now, what's the bigger issue here? A precedent has been set under global governance and the UN that Western intelligence agencies go in to any country they want, including Iran, not just Libya, have them start an armed resistance to the government, whether that government's legitimate or not, and then if the rebels are defeated, America, NATO, and Europe are then committed to bombard and then invade. This is the beginning of what could be World War III. We'll break it down.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me simplify this. Let me boil this down very, very simply for any new listeners. I was at the gas station yesterday afternoon getting gas, and I also went over to the Netflix machine and rented a movie to watch with my wife. And when I walked over to the counter, I saw the two guys behind the counter and a bunch of men buying beer, celebrating, going, woohoo, as I walk up, woohoo, yeah, blow up Gaddafi, yeah, get him, yeah, war, we feel powerful, we feel personally big, watching cruise missiles and bombs dropping on some country who they don't know the history of or understand anything about. They personally felt manly. And I didn't say anything to them. I just got my ice cream and my vitamin water and my movie, and I left. But now I'm going to address those guys. Foreign big megabanks, multinational corporations bigger than most nations' GDP, are ruthless. They want the trillion-plus dollars of oil left there in Libya. They prop up dictators all over the world, and then they betray them. And they don't want to put people who want freedom into those nations. They want to put other tyrants in that'll follow their orders. The very same banks that are running this are the ones that have used America's credit card that's bankrupt to fund the military bases in 160-plus countries, over 3,000 of them, total bases. They don't care about you. I know you feel manly watching cruise missiles fire from ships, but get it through your head. This country has been financially hijacked. Meanwhile, U.S. allies, as they call them, are machine gunning peaceful demonstrators in Yemen, in Bahrain, and many other countries. Every nation in the Arab League that has been backing these attacks is a Western-backed neo-colonialist puppet. And it's all about oil. And you have the UN Friday passing a resolution, no authorization from Congress, our ceremonial government more and more, not saying a word about U.S. force, hundreds of cruise missiles, and now reportedly U.S. aircraft in the air, and French and British bombing Tripoli right now. This is world government. What did Obama say in his speech? He said, well, these are protesters that have been arrested, who've been attacked. Well, what happened in Brazil? They had to arrest a bunch of people. Here's an AP headline. Anti-war protesters arrested near White House. They didn't have a permit. Obama cancels public speech in Rio Square after riots and arrest. Obama's Brazil presser scrubbed. No press conference. Are we going to invade Brazil? Every time a group of rebels with weapons start shooting police and attacking military in Iran or wherever, Indonesia, you name it. I mean, if the people in Russia rose up, would we then have war with Russia? Because, oh, they're being mean to their population. And then it turns out most of it's a lie. Sure, Gaddafi's a dictator of 41 years. I don't like Muammar Gaddafi and his clown suits. But the truth is, he's a hardcore guy. He handed out 1 million weapons today to his population to resist this invasion. The globalists just a week ago said they would never bombard. They would just have a no-fly zone. Now they're bombing it. Then they said they'd never physically invade. But if you read the UN statement of Friday, and if you listen to Obama's speech and Hillary's speech, they said, you will accept a humanitarian assistance UN force, a military, or we will invade you. Another war, three wars going on that cost over $1 trillion a year. The public defense budget's $1.1 trillion. Off budget, at least $800 billion. You're close to $2 trillion there, not to mention supplemental funding. We're going bankrupt. But the defense contractors don't care. They're making money. That's another form of corporate welfare. I'm not just against the unions. I'm against the corporate welfare for the defense contractors, just like Ron Paul is. This is an unconstitutional act of war. And It's all based on lies. They told us he fled to Venezuela twice. Wasn't true. They told us he ran to Zimbabwe. Wasn't true. They told us he was going to flee last week. Wasn't true. It's now admitted that what was said a month ago wasn't true by the White House. These rebels are U.S., NATO, British, French funded. Western commandos have been arrested. They are in the country. This whole thing is a fraud and a lie. This isn't just some simple, mindless, our football team is attacking somebody and guys at a gas station are going, woohoo, as I walk up with my ice cream. And going, yeah, and guys are high-fiving each other over the counter. Yeah, we're attacking Libya. Woohoo, woohoo, we feel tough right now. Kind of like we now learn 11 years ago, the big insurance company signed a private deal, now public in Bloomberg, to steal all the death benefits of the troops. You think they care about Yemenis, Bahrainians, Iraqis? You think they care about Venezuela? Anybody? These bankers don't care about anybody. They are totally and completely 110% ruthless. And so know this, while you're cheering this new war, they lie to you and tell you every year, we'll be out in 2 years from Afghanistan. It's always two more years. They just announced that last month. They just announced that in February. This is never ending. The military is full of good men and women, but it's controlled at the top by the big mega offshore corporations that control this country. And they now admit the rebels the entire time, listen to me, or Western funded. So what does this say? If Western-funded rebels, a lot of them are legitimately angry against dictators, like Hosni Mubarak in Egypt, our big ally, or Muammar Gaddafi, who'd been the big enemy till 6 years ago when he became a good guy in our media, and I said, then this is a fraud. Why is our media endorsing him? And all the British prime ministers and Italian presidents and French presidents openly hugging him. You go to the top of the Drudge Report right now, it's Gaddafi with his arms around Obama just a year ago. It's a joke. It's like 1984. We've always been at war against East Asia. We've never been at war against East Asia. They're our friend. And you read this. Now, here's the big, fat, super juicy key. I would love for real freedom to be in North Africa, though Africa has never had a history of freedom. I would love that. But let's talk about the real world. Let's talk about reality. Let's not talk about lies and fraud and just buy a comic book fiction we're being handed. Let's talk about reality. This article was out. I called Paul Watson last night and he said, I got a splitting headache. It's 10 o'clock at night here. I can't write this now. I'll write it in the morning. I said, fine. He wrote it this morning at prisonplanet.com. U.S. government backs Libyan al-Qaeda while hyping terror attack inside the U.S. Let me read that again. U.S. government backs Libyan al-Qaeda while hyping terror attack inside U.S. What are the headlines today? Gaddafi says al-Qaeda forces backed by Egypt and Saudi Arabia are attacking him, says the West are terrorist. Well, that's actually true. He's a terrorist too. What did the London Telegraph run with hours after we published our article? Libya. The West and al-Qaeda are on the same side. They are. Saudi Arabia is sending an al-Qaeda through Egypt and weapons. And al-Qaeda, it says in the London Telegraph, has endorsed the U.S. Osama bin Laden, Anwar al-Awlaki. Well, who did you think the West used against the Russians or against the Serbs? Al-Qaeda. Radiation plumes that have already reached the United States, the whitewash of that, the ongoing meltdowns at Fukushima in Japan. So that is coming up in the next hour. But I've got a clip here of Obama. I've got a clip of a member of the British Parliament who we've interviewed, George Galloway, that I'm going to play. I've also got a clip of Louis Faircon, who I don't agree with on a lot of issues, but I agree with him on his statements on Libya. That is coming up. Just get this straight. none of this has to do with anything humanitarian. Now, who is Al-Qaeda? Al-Qaeda was set up in 1979 by Zbigniew Brzezinski, the international foreign affairs national security advisor for Jimmy Carter. He's written two books on it. It's public. It's declassified. They attacked the Russians, who were tyrants, to get them to actually come into Afghanistan. You're told it started by 83, that they invaded a few years before and then we got involved. No. Russia was attacked by Muslim extremists funded out of Saudi Arabia. Same thing happened in the 1990s repeatedly dealing with the situation in Serbia, out of Albania. Now, Al-Qaeda is run by Saudi Arabia, the most corrupt Arab nation out there, who have their child kidnapping rings, their kidnapped women, their pleasure palaces, their attacks on Christians, their hatred of Israel. The list goes on and on. But they're our big ally. Now, Saudi Arabia, it's now admitted, we told you this a month ago, but it's now admitted, is on record financing through Egypt, they had to get that ready first, weapons and rebels going into eastern Libya to attack Muammar Gaddafi. Okay, so all of that is going on. And we wrote the story, U.S. government backs Libyan Al-Qaeda while hyping terror attack inside the U.S. Our government thinks you're so stupid that 4 years ago, George W. Bush at WhiteHouse.gov put out a press release, we covered at the time, saying the U.S. is backing four rebel groups out of Iraq in Iran to try to overthrow the country. Three of the four were admittedly Al-Qaeda. The number one group was headed by the number two guy in Al-Qaeda, just like Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News and AP reported 6 months ago. You can just search. Anwar al-Awlaki dined secretly at Pentagon 2 months after 9/11. These guys work for the people that have hijacked our country. So get this straight. Gaddafi is, when he comes out and says the West are terrorists, they're bringing Al-Qaeda in, this is admitted. They are the radical Muslim brigade used to overthrow countries. Now, here's the London Telegraph headline today, in case you're doubting me. Libya, the West and Al-Qaeda are on the same side. CNN has a similar headline. Statements of support for Libya's revolution by Al-Qaeda and leading Islamists have led to fears that military action by the West might be playing into the hands of its ideological enemies. It is not their ideological enemies. In fact, scroll down on that article. Actually, click on the London Telegraph so folks can see the photo of the Al-Qaeda operative in Benghazi. People are like, what do you mean Al-Qaeda works for the West? Study the history. No one could believe this because it's so brazen and so in your face. But our article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Watson breaks it down. U.S. government backs Libyan Al-Qaeda while hyping terror attacks inside the U.S. And that's the next big issue. Simultaneously, as we said 3 weeks ago, Western media is saying terrorists are set to strike Europe and the U.S. because Gaddafi is going to authorize them. And they're Al-Qaeda. When Gaddafi is openly fighting Al-Qaeda out of Egypt and Saudi Arabia, that's not debated. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda is being used against Iran that is Shiite. Al-Qaeda is Sunni, which is 80% of the Muslim faith, out of Saudi Arabia. Do you realize how dumb they think you are? Do you realize how stupid they think you are? Do you realize how they do this brazenly in front of everyone? I'm no fan of Gaddafi, but I'm also an even bigger enemy of globalist-controlled Al-Qaeda. Many of the young Arabs that are part of Al-Qaeda are useful idiots who don't even know they're working for the West. This is how the military-industrial complex takes over America. It's how the European military-industrial complex takes over Europe. This is how they put TSA on the streets. This is how they put slave training in the airports to condition you to give up your rights. This is how they set up the threat fusion centers. Al-Qaeda, all over mainstream news, is admittedly battling against Muammar Gaddafi. Choose. Are you with Gaddafi or are you with Al-Qaeda? I'm with none of them. But those of you cheering this attack on Gaddafi, you are cheering Al-Qaeda, period, out of Saudi Arabia. This is outrageous. I'd actually cheer Saudi Arabia falling. I'll just be honest with you. They are so much more evil than Gaddafi. He is a smaller demon. See, government's corrupt as the founding fathers taught. It isn't just Gaddafi bad, U.S. good. No, it's U.S. controlled by foreign banks, Gaddafi bad, people that run the U.S. bad. Now, this is all about oil. And we're now been committed and our tax money committed to this. And the UN passed the resolution. Congress wasn't involved. Speaker of the House Boehner, I got a committee, has gone public and pointed this out and said, you got to define the mission. We've got to vote for this. What are you doing? The president under the Constitution can't do these things. But since World War II in Korea, Vietnam, and countless other wars like Desert Storm, the invasion in 2003, it happens via the United Nations. So you might as well just get rid of the American flag and have the UN up there. So that's going on. And you've got Obama saying anytime rebels rebel and get crushed, we've got to invade. That's the New World Order globalist model. They finance the rebels, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, good, bad, or ugly, whether it's a good country or a bad country. What's going to happen when 70 to 80 million, what is it, 76 million Iranians? The globalists 2 years ago already tried to finance an overthrow there. What's going to happen when they rise up again against that corrupt system? And then our government is going to say, well, the UN says we've got to bombard Iran. Just like what happened with Serbia when they had the Muslims out of Albania run by Al-Qaeda attack the Serbs. Not that the Serbs were good, but is Al-Qaeda good? This is about taking control of regions. They stole one-third of Serbia that had been in their hands for 1,000 years. They defeated the Muslims in the Crusades three times in Kosovo. They handed it over to the Muslims. Don't tell me we're fighting Muslims all day when the globalists control the Muslims. Now, the Muslim Brotherhood for a week backed these attacks. The Muslim Brotherhood has now come out. Arab League split from West over Libya bombing. So now there's a split there. We can't pay for this. We're about to go out to break, but I want to play George Galloway, member of British Parliament. The whole 4-minute clip's up on Infowars.com. George Galloway on Sky Television. That's Fox in England. Rupert Murdoch owns it. Telling the truth. This is the truth. Here it is.
Duty to stop a humanitarian crisis from unfolding. Do you agree with him?
Well, it's the double standards that get me. There's more people being gunned down, innocent protesters in Yemen, for example. And no one would dream of invading or imposing a no-fly zone on Yemen because Yemen doesn't have oil. It's so transparently an attempt to protect British companies and other Western companies' massive investments in Libya, that it is discredited in the Arab world. I saw your package saying there are Arab representatives at this meeting. Who are these Arab representatives? They can't even name themselves or the countries that they come from.
But we know that the Arab League came out publicly and backed the UN resolution.
But the Arab League is a collection of dictatorships.
So we shouldn't be dealing with Arab nations, is what you're saying.
No, but don't pray them an aid of an operation that's supposed to be standing up for human rights and democracy. The Arab League, without exception...
All right, we're going to come back and finish up this clip. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, many Americans, many Europeans think it's like a sport or something to see shock and awe in major cities in Libya being bombed and confirm reports of civilian deaths. When our own government has 1,000-plus drones operating in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, then it's humanitarian, though they admit, oh, if we kill 200 people to kill one terrorist at a wedding or at a market, it's okay. But then they tell us a month ago that Gaddafi might have strafed crowds. Turned out that wasn't true. We've got to do something right now. Or if he goes after protesters, we've got to do something right now. But when communist China machine guns protesters on a routine basis, going back decades ago to Tiananmen Square, oh, we're going to step back from that. So what's being said here is the globalists can go in and finance an attempted overthrow of a country. And then if the rebels don't win, the United Nations will have a ruling or will come out with an announcement and say that, well, we've got to have a no-fly zone, which is really a bombing campaign, with U.S. amphibious Marine Corps ships off the shore with open talks about ground invasions, even though Obama is lying about that. And then meanwhile, I have the London Telegraph, I have CNN. No one is denying that Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia and Egypt, those are the Muslim extremists who don't want a secular government in charge, who Gaddafi doesn't like. Libya, the West and Al-Qaeda are on the same side. Statements of support for Libya's revolution by Al-Qaeda and leading Islamists have led to fears that military action by the West might be playing into the hands of its ideological enemies. And it goes on to report that it's confirmed that Al-Qaeda is operating inside the country, and that's who's trying to overthrow Muammar Gaddafi. Let's finish up with George Galloway, member of the British Parliament, on Sky Television / Fox in England, telling it like it is about the hypocrisy in Bahrain and Yemen and Afghanistan, where they machine gun protesters. There's video of this all over the place. Is there a call to invade them? No, because it's about oil. Let's play the clip.
Collection of dictatorships.
So we shouldn't be dealing with Arab nations, is
what
you're saying.
No, but don't pray them an aid of an operation that's supposed to be standing up for human rights and democracy. The Arab League, without exception, is a collection of puppet presidents, corrupt kings, every one of them a dictator, every one of them now currently shooting their own people who are demonstrating for
democracy.
Well, that's
right, but what's the alternative? Do we stand by and watch Colonel
Gaddafi
killing his people?
But we are standing by watching.
But we're preparing to
attack. We're standing by watching the Yemen president killing his people. We're standing by watching the Bahrain king killing his people. So what's the difference between them and Libya? Everyone watching this knows the difference is a dirty little three-letter word called oil. So let's not pretend it's about anything.
But Libya only produces 2% of the world's oil. It's not a big deal.
BP has £15 billion worth of investments, billion pounds worth of investments in Libya. So don't pretend it's not a big deal. The truth is that we're not intervening in these other revolutions, but we are intervening in this for our own selfish interests. Now, that has two consequences. First of all, it generates more hatred and enmity against us around the world, and we will see that, believe me. Gaddafi, brute, armed brute, and buttressed brute by us and other Western countries, is not going to be any kind of blancmange. This is going to be a hotly contested military contest, and it will be contested not just in Libya. We're generating hatred for ourselves, terrorism, terrorist attacks all over the world against our interests. Why? For the oil companies?
So you think that will happen? Because
definitely.
We have had threats from Gaddafi's spokesman.
Gaddafi has a long record. He has a long record of being involved in international terrorism. Everybody should.
He certainly does. Some of the actual real terrorism. But isn't that perfect? Remember in the last 6 months, I've read the White House memos, the White House advisors, Glenn Beck picked up on it, saying a 9/11 style attack would help us take Americans' liberties. It would help boost Obama's approval ratings. And so they go into a country with a guy with all these weapons. They bring in Al-Qaeda to go after the socialist Muslim that is Muammar Gaddafi. They attack him. He's got all these missiles, all this nerve gas, all these weapons. And so they won't have to stage a terror attack. He will attack. There's a good chance of it. And then they'll take our freedoms. And it will boost Obama's approval rating. So that is the truth of what's going on and what's being said here. Domestic organizations, domestic groups all over Western Europe, the United States, Canada, that Gaddafi has funded previously, may now launch terror attacks, and that is exactly what the White House memos say they want. Just like Governor Ridge, the former head of Homeland Security, wrote a book 2 years ago saying that the White House ordered him to issue fake terror alerts for political gain. We've got to get complex here. We've got to see the big picture and understand what's going on. And understand this is, we told you 5 months ago in October with our oil company exec connections through Lindsey Williams that there would be a destabilization in the Middle East. You're now seeing it. That there would be calls for the end of the dollar. Now with the U.S. government going along with it. This is about global government. And the UN being able to pass a resolution Friday, and within 24 hours, our own government going along with a UN attack on Libya and putting Marine Corps ships off the coast that they told us a month ago might have been for Egypt. Now we learn what it was really for. Now, I want to go to a clip of Louis Farrakhan, a guy I don't agree with on a lot of issues. And the media then will play it up that he's against the attack. But he makes the points about hypocrisy. Then we'll play a clip of President Obama from Friday and listen to the hypocrisy. He says, anytime there's demonstrators, you don't have a right to even beat them up or we will invade you. What happens the next time the cops are ordered to beat protesters up here? Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Legs, don't tell me and wise black people or white people that you're interested in black suffering. Where were you in Rwanda? Where are you in the Congo? Why did you go to Darfur? Because oil is there. No, you don't want to save the Libyan people. That's your noble motive to hide your wicked agenda. Now, I want to warn you in the name of Allah that this is more complex than what you think. Go into Libya if you want to. The Libyans do not want foreign occupation on their land. And when you make that kind of move, if you're not careful, you'll unite the Libyan people against you. And again, Gaddafi wasn't sitting in any tent twiddling his thumbs over these last 10 years. This man has been investing in African development. This man has been moving throughout Africa. This man has friends all over the world. He may not be your friend, but if you take him out and kill him like he's some rotten fella that wants to kill his own people, what did you do in Waco? Right. What did you do when your people rose up? Did you talk them out of it? No, they had weapons, you bombed them. What did you do in Philadelphia with the movement? Did you talk them out of their home or did you bomb them? We didn't hear any outcry from you religious hypocrites that love the lives of human beings. You're a liar and a hypocrite. And I warn my brother, don't you let these wicked demons move you in a direction that will absolutely ruin your future with your people in Africa and throughout the world. They don't like the way you handle Mubarak. They don't like the way you're handling the situation in the Arab world. So I would advise you to be careful and move with wisdom and skill. My advice would be, why don't you organize?
All right. The full clip's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He goes on to say that the white militia in the U.S. is on the verge of rising up. What will you do when that happens? Obama now pushing more gun grabbing. But here's Gaddafi, New York Times. Gaddafi pledges long war as allies pursue air assault on Libya. Libya has now given out 1 million weapons to 1 million people to resist. And the news is coming out that it is unifying Libya. The small British Special Forces NATO-backed force has been defeated. The U.S. Marines are waiting off the shore of a country of tens of millions of people who've been handed weapons, and they're preparing to go in to aid the Al-Qaeda-backed Saudi Arabian terrorist. We told you about this in October, that it was coming. So all of this is unfolding. And they've set the precedent where the globalist bankers fund rebels to try to overthrow a government. When they fail, then we've got to invade, whether it's Iran, Saudi Arabia, you name it. And it's all under the UN, world government.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're live into hour number two. I'm going to open the phones up. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX is the toll-free number to join us today. Now, I've made many of my points about Gaddafi. I'm going to come back and play the Obama clip that is rife with hypocrisy in the next segment. We'll take calls specifically on Libya and this destabilization campaign in North Africa spanning into the Middle East, the incredible hypocrisy, Al-Qaeda openly aiding these attacks on Gaddafi, one group of demons against another demon. But compared to the globalists who are running the whole world and mopping up the final few countries they don't control, Gaddafi is nothing. He wouldn't allow abortion. He wouldn't allow the vaccines filled with poison. He wouldn't go along with the globalists. He talked about 9/11 being an inside job. He's not perfect. He's certainly bad news in many respects. I don't like tyrants. But he's a tyrant the globalists didn't control. So they're going after him. 877-789-ALEX is the number for you to join us and to give us your take on what's happening. Then coming up, winds threaten to steer more radiation towards Tokyo, AccuWeather. Chernobyl solution may be last resort for Japan reactors. Reduced pressure at Fukushima reactor indicates possible leakage. That is just some of the news. Japan mulls ban on Fukushima food and products. Tokyo water supply shows radioactive iodine. Government. That's what you take potassium iodine for. Japan crisis forces rethink of nuclear option. Worried Californians purchase gas mask chemical suits. Here are the downstream effects from the Fukushima catastrophe. More radiation coming our way. The miracle tale of survival. Grandmother and boy pulled from rubble 9 days after tsunami smashed city. The amount of radioactive fuel at Fukushima dwarfs Chernobyl. Some progress seen in Japan's nuclear crisis. That is all coming up today. But first, we're going to take your phone calls at 877-789-ALEX. And they've hung a photo of David Rockefeller up there, so I can't see the numeric calculation of Alex, but you can figure that out on your touch tone key there. But we do want to hear from all of you here live on air. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-8539. We'll get you up and on the air. But this is about global empire invading a sovereign country and giving you a bunch of hype about how they care about humanitarian reasons. The globalists put dictators in when they control them. They hate liberty. They hate freedom. And that's what's going on. That's what's happening here. And it is outrageous. This is the liberal version of imperialism, just like we saw in Serbia, again using radical Muslims as the pretext to overthrow their enemies. Then they'll set up the new radical Muslim group as the new enemy because they need enemies in this multi-trillion dollar a year U.S. defense budget alone. These are the bankers that perch on top of our republic and that are sucking our blood out and stealing the death benefits of our troops and trying to make them buy their own insurance. They don't care about the country. They don't care about the people. And we're going to be taking your phone calls again on the other side of this quick break. And then we're going to continue into the situation at Fukushima. They know it's invisible radiation now hitting the West Coast. They can whitewash it. They can cover it up. They're saying a doubling in radiation is safe. That's the general background, just what's in the air. But it's a little particles floating over from Japan themselves that are highly radioactive that get into your lungs. Then you get cancer 5, 10, 20 years down the road. That's the big issue that we're discussing. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to take your calls and break it all down on the other side of this quick break. This is the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. We are now into the second hour. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday. We're not talking about the NCAA.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live now into the second hour. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, I'm crying no tears for Muammar Gaddafi, a 40-plus year dictator. But the globalists, even in the London Telegraph and CNN, admit that Al-Qaeda, Sunnis out of Saudi Arabia, are there trying to overthrow this government. It is absolutely amazing to see this happening. And Gaddafi is ordering millions of firearms handed out to the public. Notice as a dictator, he didn't want that before. But now he wants it. And they are lying to the public, saying there won't be an invasion. That is in the wings. They don't have two giant amphibious attack ships, two huge Marine Corps aircraft carriers. They have little stubby ones like the Coronado and others off the shore to play tiddlywinks. And a lot of people cheer and yell and love new wars. You're paying for it. America's bankrupt. Don't forget that. Now, I'm going to go to Kevin, Levi, and others that are patiently holding. But first, I want to play, it's a nine-minute statement from Friday, the incredible hypocrisy of Obama. He went to Brazil, and they fired rubber bullets and tear gas at people protesting. All over the U.S., they deny protests without permits. All over the world, Bahrain, Yemen, fire real lead bullets and kill peaceful protesters. But those are globalist allies. They lied about him strafing populations. They lied about him, Gaddafi, running to Venezuela. These are lies. Normal rebels, normal protesters don't have their own fighter aircraft and tanks. This is admittedly now Western-backed because their rebels failed, like the Bay of Pigs against Castro in 61. The West is now going in to get that oil and to further their destabilization program and to set the precedent that the United Nations creates a order, a resolution. The U.S., NATO, and Europe follow those orders. So next time there's a protest in another country, whether it's Saudi Arabia, whether it's Iran, then we've got to invade that as well. This is about empire by the global corporations. Let's play Obama the hypocrite. Here it is.
Good afternoon, everybody. I want to take this opportunity to update the American people about the situation in Libya. Over the last several weeks, the world has watched events unfold in Libya with hope and alarm. Last month, protesters took to the streets
across the country
to demand their universal rights.
Poor protesters,
and
the machine gun.
That is accountable to them and responsive to their aspirations.
I thought our government wasn't accountable.
And they were met with an iron fist.
Oh.
Within days, whole parts of the country declared their independence from a brutal regime. And members of the government serving in Libya and abroad chose to align themselves with the forces of change.
Let's stop there.
Muammar Gaddafi.
Back it up a few seconds. Oh, you mean 6 years ago when the West made a deal with Gaddafi, a peace treaty, and then started training his military? You mean all the military? They trained as double agents to try to overthrow it? Again, you're being lied to about why this is happening. You're being lied to. Who cares what happens to Gaddafi? Good or bad? I don't care. The issue is, this is about world government and the UN calling the shots and ordering America around and telling us what to do. Continue with Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama.
Of change. Muammar Gaddafi clearly lost the confidence of his own people and the legitimacy to lead. Instead of respecting the rights of his own people, Gaddafi chose the path of brutal suppression.
Hit pause. You know, there have been UN reports put out that the 30 million illegal aliens in this country who believe that this country belongs to Mexico, the Southwest does, Aslan, La Reconquista, Mecha, that if they ever rebel, that the UN will be used in the Southwest. By the way, a deal was signed just a few months ago, the Ottawa Citizen in Canada reported, about deals to use foreign troops in America during uprisings. And what will the UN do? Come in like they did in Serbia? Because a group of Muslims to the south in Albania were attacking and carve off a third of the country for them? But this time it'll be illegal aliens out of Mexico? This is the precedent being set. If a group rebels in a foreign sovereign country, that we're going to invade it. Continue.
Innocent civilians were beaten, imprisoned, and in some cases killed.
Hit pause. How many cops have shot people at protests? How many have been beaten? Does that mean a foreign government can start bombing the United States and invade? Think about what's being set up. He went on in a speech yesterday and said that this is part of globalism, part of the march of the New World Order. Continue.
Peaceful protests were forcefully put down.
Like China?
Hospitals were attacked.
Like we did today?
Disappeared. A campaign of intimidation and repression began.
Your rebels failed.
In the face of this injustice, the United States and the international community moved swiftly. Sanctions were put in place by the United States and our allies and partners.
China, every week or so, has mass riots by farmers having their land taken by the communist government, and they machine gun them. And then they capture the others and execute them and sell their organs. Are we going to invade China? There's all this humanitarian grandstanding where all while our Bill of Rights and Constitution is being butchered. Continue.
The UN Security Council imposed further sanctions.
Yeah, the UN, our boss.
An arms embargo. And the specter of international accounts.
It's on record, the EU, England, France, the U.S. selling weapons to Gaddafi. I mean, just search the term, Herman Von Rompuy, EU head with Gaddafi. Go to Drudge Report right now. It's Obama with Gaddafi. They told him they were buddies. It was only to get their spies in place for this overthrow. Continue.
An arms embargo and the specter of international accountability for Gaddafi and those around him. Humanitarian assistance was positioned on Libya's borders, and those displaced by the violence received our help.
Hit pause. That's enough. I can't hear any more of him. Go to whitehouse.gov to watch the whole nine-minute diatribe of disinformation. It is on record a month ago that the U.S. British government lied and said they were giving no aid to the rebels. Now they admit they ran the whole thing, British Special Forces, NATO forces, U.S. forces on the ground. That's now admitted all over the news. With Sunni al-Qaeda now pouring in out of Egypt from Saudi Arabia. The point is Obama is lying to you there. Kevin, Levi, Chris, Glenn, Graham, Thomas, Bill, Janice, Chad, Daniel, Kerry. We're going to get to all of you. Kevin in Nebraska, you're on the air first.
Alex, I have to thank you first for everything you've done for us and for really helping the real Americans save our country.
Well, this is all a giant UN beta test for taking over countries. Anybody protest now, the world government invades.
I just have to thank you, and I want to cut straight to the heart of the matter. Bilderberg Group. I know the meeting's coming up. We believe it's April 8th through the 10th. We're not sure. We need to confirm that date.
It's generally in June. It's in early June.
Is it in June? We want to come, and we just need to know when and where.
Well, every year we find out where it is, sometimes only a week before, Kevin. We'll try to find out.
Is there any way that we can send you our email and make sure that we get notified?
Well, Kevin, you better believe it's going to be on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Drudge Now for 3 years running, carries our coverage of Bilderberg. So you better believe, Kevin, we'll be there. Levi in Georgia. Levi, you're on the air.
Alex, how are you doing today? I'm going to get right to the subject I was calling about, because I know time is of the essence here. And you did mention this when you first came on the air today. A lot of people are right now concentrating on what's going on with the situation in Libya and Japan. But as you're probably well aware of, I would like for you to talk about the situation that just happened right here in the southeast in North Carolina with the conviction of Bernard von Nothaus, the Liberty Dollar.
I mentioned that at the first of the transmission. We have Montana and North Carolina moving to issue their own gold and silver currency. Meanwhile, Nothaus, for over 15 years, issued his own gold and silver coins, which anybody can legally do. We've had Ron Paul on about it. They've now convicted him with a mentally disabled jury. Just like they arrest folks all the time for legal guns in their own house. Generally, it's when the realtors come to your house to sell it. They see guns. You are arrested. Guns are taken. No laws violated. They don't care. It's really very simple. America has been taken over by private corporate interest whose GDP on average is bigger than major nations. They have their own in private intelligence agencies. They have their own lobbyists. They come in and take over your nation. They take control of the tax money and have it paid to themselves. in corporate welfare and contracts. They are now using another fake humanitarian lie, like Saddam throwing babies out of incubators, to invade another country, while backing Muslim nations that are shooting their own protesters in the streets. It is totally hypocritical. It is a giant lie. And the West, on top of it, sold almost all these weapons that our troops will now face, that our fighter pilots and bomber pilots now face against Muammar Gaddafi. And you see the good old boys at gas stations that I saw last night high-fiving each other. Woohoo! Yeah! Blow him up! And all the civilian deaths. Do you think the bankers care about you, buddy? There's a reason they're devaluing your dollar. There's a reason they're raising all these new taxes. Because they know you're dumbed down. They know you're misinformed. They know you're stupid. You need to grow up and realize that George Washington had it right about not being involved in foreign entanglements. I can't believe a whole nother war has started. The West is clearly involved trying to overthrow these countries. This is global government with a UN-backed system financing rebels who then attack the government. If the government, good, bad, or indifferent, fights back, they're then called terrorists, and the invasion is on under UN orders. Chris in California, you're on the air.
Alex, I love you, and I'm going to get straight to the point. I just want to mention that if you were to Google HARP Japan, one of the top movies on YouTube that comes up is by a fellow by the name of Benjamin Fulford, and I think he's right on touch with you on everything that you guys talk about.
Yeah, he's a former Forbes writer, had meetings with David Rockefeller, and what is he saying about HARP?
Well, he's actually the great-grandson of George Taylor Fulford, who, whenever he died, he was the single largest shareholder of GE. And what he's saying is that he interviewed Heizo Takanaka, who at the time was a minister of foreign affairs, or I'm sorry, a minister of internal affairs and communications in Japan. And he said that if they did not give their economy over to American and European oligarchs, that there would be a weather weapon.
Well, for those that don't know, I don't know if this was a weather weapon, but the former Secretary of Defense in 97, April 28th, issue of Army Times, William Cohen said that the governments do have seismic tectonic weapons, and we know HARP in Alaska is one of those systems. So I appreciate your call. We'll look into getting Fulford on the broadcast. Glenn in Florida. Glenn, you're on the air.
God bless you, Alex. We're only getting you like for an hour on the weekdays, but I'll like to see if you could get.
Well, what station do you listen to?
I don't know. It's on the end of the dial. I really couldn't tell you right off.
And we've got about 16 affiliates in Florida, so it's hard to know which one it is if you don't tell us.
Yes, it'd be about down in Miami. We get you like from 4 to 5, but it'd be nice to get you for the rest of the time. Yeah, I was wondering, you know, I remember back in 95 that Brzezinski and Kissinger were together calling for some kind of like a Pearl Harbor event. And the way you're saying it with Al-Qaeda working for us, then this kind of, either way you look at it, the Twin Towers were brought down by us.
By the way, not us, the bankers that run America. This is not me saying this. I said this yesterday. Today, the London Telegraph, BBC, they don't deny that actual Al-Qaeda, this is headlines, out of Saudi Arabia, U.S.-backed, have been running this whole thing. I mean, this is a fact that this is going on. It's so huge.
I mean, if you couple all the facts together with them stealing trillions of dollars with the bankers and then to bankrupt the country and then to bring us into three wars or four wars if you count Serbia, I mean, what does it take to get our country back?
Well, it takes getting sophisticated and seeing the big picture, Glenn, and I appreciate your call. I mean, here's the London Telegraph today, linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Libya, the West and Al-Qaeda are on the same side. Then the article goes on to admit it. Statements of support for Libyan revolution by Al-Qaeda and leading Islamists have led to fears that military action by the West might be playing into the hands of its ideological enemies. Who does the West use against Iran? Al-Qaeda. White House press release. Who do they use against the Serbs? Al-Qaeda. Who do they use? Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. Here's our PrisonPlanet.com headline. U.S. government backs Libyan al-Qaeda while helping terror attacks inside U.S., hyping them. They're saying al-Qaeda is about to hit America. They're going to blame it. They admit al-Qaeda is working for them against Libya. But then when there's terror attacks, they'll say al-Qaeda did it and that Gaddafi's with them and then take our rights because of the terror attacks they stage or allow. Ian in England, you're on the air from England.
Hi there, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. I've just been watching Sky News, and I mean, I just saw those horrifying pictures of that anti-aircraft fire going up, and I just think that this is shocking. All the American people out there, you know, in Europe, this just affects everybody, and I think this is just shocking. You know, David Cameron, I don't know what to say. This guy is just
2 weeks ago, he was in. He was in Egypt helping bring in the arms dealers, and a year ago he was in Egypt bringing him in, and they've been bringing him in to Gaddafi.
Yeah. Well, you know, from our perspective here in the UK, we've got all this coverage on Sky News, and I can tell you right now, the people here, we're not really behind this sort of invasion, and the last thing this country needs is another war, Alex. It's just, you know...
You're bankrupt, we're bankrupt, it's the bankers we should be invading with the courts and arresting that created 1.5 quadrillion of fraudulent money they've bought off our politicians to bankroll and sign on to. They're a bunch of Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay types taking over the planet, and now they're double-crossing their own minion, Muammar Gaddafi, talking about how they care about humanitarianism.
Exactly. You know, we've got all these people, unemployment. This is just shocking, Alex. You know, I'm glad that you're doing what you're doing. I'm a huge fan of yours here in the UK. We've got a, you know, you've got a following over here and in Europe. So all
well,
I can
Ian,
say is keep up the good.
We'll try. God bless you. Cram in one more. Graham in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you very much. You and your people will go down in history as trying to help. When I talk, I sometimes say we, and I include, like, everybody in North America, well, the world, that are really doing good. The United Nations is a group or entity that was supposed to stop genocide, and now it has come quite apparent that they are behind a type of genocide.
The UN's official statements of the 96 Biological Diversity Assessment are to reduce world population by 80%.
That's correct. What we, as people, we cannot rise up against them because nobody's bigger than them. I think we need a cry, and a cry for peace and security worldwide.
Well, we need to verbally expose these people, Graham, that they're a bunch of... I mean, look, they're backing the Yemenis, the Bahrainians, to shoot their own people while saying we've got to invade any country where people protest if the government doesn't do whatever the protesters say. Think of the precedent that's setting, Graham.
We need to put this out simply for the vast majority of people. Al-Qaeda freaks people out. You see those words? People get freaked
Al-Qaeda
out.
Al-Qaeda is the sword of the New World Order. On record, they work for the bankers. Thomas, another straight ahead. Just saw a headline that Google's former CEO Schmidt is set to be commerce secretary. That spies on everybody that was set up by the CIA and the NSA. See, Republicans think that any corporation is fine and good and great. Liberals think that any government is good. They don't understand that big mega corporations are bigger than governments. They take over governments covertly, pay off the politicians, and then set up a corporate tyranny. That's what world government is. And that's what's happening all over the world when they take out the Serbs, when they take out the Libyans, when they take out the Egyptians, is they're putting their own people in who will intensify the looting of the population. While we're thinking about countries, the countries have already become a thing of the past under global governance. The global corporate governance is here. The world cashless currency under SDRs and the IMF and World Bank are already being created. Here's the headline. Obama likely to name Google's Eric Schmidt as Commerce Secretary. Absolutely incredible. It's time to grow up. It's time to get more sophisticated and to realize the Bill of Rights and Constitution are designed to create a level playing field for massive companies, for government, for private individuals. Your interests are not protected. Yes, it's fun to cheer planes bombing countries and to feel like you're a winner. But the very same globalists looting your pension funds, raising your taxes, are the ones attacking Libya right now. And Muammar Gaddafi is handing out millions of firearms to his population. But in the globalist calculation, they don't care. In fact, decades ago, they planned to split Libya in 2 to 3 pieces, to divide it, with the east controlled by a puppetdom, a viceroy out of Egypt, with the southern area controlled by Tunisia, and by the north controlled by Gaddafi's people. This is all about divide and conquer and slicing up countries. That's what the North American Union's about. That's what the Ford Foundation's been all about, bringing in 30 million illegal aliens to be an outside political force to vote for gun control and open borders. Wake up. Get sophisticated. Globalism is your enemy. Whatever the globalists push is cyanide to liberty. Whatever the New World Order is for, you better be against. Thomas in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon. Good to hear.
Good to hear from you. What's on your mind, Thomas?
Hey, I just wanted to get your thought about the 100 Years' War. We're pretty much into 111 years of war now, if you count World War One up to today.
Yeah, the war of the corporate private empire using the U.S. and Europe as their puppet.
Had the Edwardian War of the 1300s, you had the Caroline War, you had the Lancastrian War, and then the Plantagenet fortunes with Joan of Arc, and then the succession of the Castilian Civil Wars and the War of the Two Peters and so forth and so on. I think we're in an era because of neoliberals, neocons.
We're in a corporate global war against everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Neither of these people, the neoliberals, the neocons, follow the Constitution, so something has to fill this void.
Yeah, no, they're tyrants. That's the point, yeah.
What is the ultimate solution?
It's state sovereignty, getting the 50 states to move to take control of the federal government, ending the foreign entanglements, removing our troops from all these countries, going to a silver and gold-backed currency, and denouncing the private global corporate system known as the New World Order.
Well, we've got to start electing the right people then.
We do, Thomas. I appreciate your great acumen on history. Let's talk to Janice in Michigan.
Oh, hi, Alex. I'm a long-time listener and first-time caller.
Welcome.
And my biggest fear is that you're going to cut me off before I'm through. I want to thank you, first of all, for exposing and fighting the New World Order for over 15 years. And you've taught me a lot on how to think for myself and how to interpret the news. And everything you just said after that last break was very important and very eloquently put. That is everything in a nutshell. I have been accused by my anti-Israel patriotic friends of supporting Mubarak when I wasn't. I know he's a bad guy like Gaddafi. But when I tried to explain that this was a New World Order, staged, caused thing, I mean, after 30 years, come on, all of a sudden everybody's, you know, sick of them. They should have done it, you know, 20 years ago or 25 years.
No, the globalists are putting things into a crisis on purpose to then bring in their larger global solution, which is a Western invasion of North Africa and the Middle East.
Just today I was thinking about what happened in Yugoslavia, and you nailed that one too, that the Bosnia thing. I mean, I thought
no,
it was
the radical Muslims work for the New World Order. And you say don't cut you off. It's a catch-22, Janice. If I didn't cut off all those other callers, I never would have gotten to you.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. But, you know, and I pray for you, Alex. I mean, you are awesome. But, you know, and your family as well. The Bosnia thing, we were fighting Christians. Who was that guy we set up and killed ahead of Yugoslavia? Well, what was his name? Started with an M. Do you remember?
Milosevic?
Yes. Wasn't he a Christian? And we were fighting...
Yeah, Slobodan Milosevic. They took one-third of Serbia, gave it to the Albanian Sunni al-Qaeda on record.
Mm-hmm. And now also, do you know that... Netanyahu in Israel calls the UN a house of lies, and I heard from Barry Schneider.
Well, that's another issue. People that say Israel runs everything, and I'm not denying Israel isn't part of the Imperium. Israel, I mean, Israel's against the UN. The UN's running all these new operations. The UN is the big globalist organization that gave our own government the orders, Janice. I appreciate your call. Great points. I mean, this is a larger issue. Let's talk to Chad in Oklahoma. Chad, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to I'm very weary of everything that's happening over in the Middle East and especially over in Japan.
It's setting the precedent that anytime people protest in a country, we've got to invade it.
Yeah.
But if you protest here, they'll rubber bullet you and break your skull open and hit you with a microwave gun.
See, I see it this way. Like, we already know there's a North American Union and there's a European Union. But what I don't see is I think all this stuff that's going on in the Middle East, that's coming about to set up the Middle Eastern Union.
No, exactly. They're knocking over the old puppets, putting new ones in.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'm wondering if they're using this, if they use TARP or somehow, you know, to kind of destabilize Japan. Because, I mean, China and Japan hate each other.
You know, the thing is, the moon was closer than it had been in decades. A lot of astrophysicists predicted this would happen. Even ABC News did. The sun hit us with a huge solar flare on March 11th. I appreciate your call, Chad, but I just can't say it was a weather weapon or a tectonic weapon, even though those exist, without the proof. But I appreciate your call. Good points. Daniel in California, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm wondering if you ever got your wife and kids down to the Caribbean like you're planning on.
No, we're still monitoring radiation levels, but partial meltdowns have happened. Most of it's falling in the Pacific. They reported Friday and Saturday increased radiation levels, but they say it's safe. I'm going to talk about that in the final segment coming up. But if the radiation level continues to rise, I will get my family out because radiation affects children a lot worse than adults because they have fast-growing cells.
Right. I sent my wife and child down to South America, just like Obama is right now.
Well, it's a good move if you can do it.
Exactly. I'm sitting here in Southern California being bathed in radioactive isotopes.
Well, that's where it made landfall. Yes, sir. And they've confirmed radiation in the food and water in Japan.
Where can I get actual readings of the radiation that's occurring here on the West Coast? I mean, all I get is people's interpretation saying it's extremely low, but they don't actually give me in millisieverts or whatever it's coming through. Like, where can I get actual
readings?
You
can search radiation monitoring stations by the EPA, but who knows if those are accurate. They just say that it's slightly increased, but that's the radiation from last Friday and Saturday before the big blow-ups.
Did you say APA? What was that?
No, I said I said the federal government EPA.
APA.
EPA.
Right. EPA. EPA. Sounds good. Sorry.
No. Thank you so much, Daniel. Carrie, Robert, Joe, George, Habu, your call straight ahead. I'll also go ahead and shift gears into the latest on the reactor situation. Tomorrow we'll have 3 hours, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, to really break that down. But they covered up the 300 above-ground tests here in the U.S. that increased cancer on record. They covered up Chernobyl. It's invisible. They can cover it up.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You are listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You can always keep track of what we're doing in our latest research and reports at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, back live 11 a.m. Central tomorrow for 3 hours at least. A lot of times we go into overdrive. A couple days last week I did 5 or 6 hours live. Before I get into the nuclear reactor situation at Fukushima and the cover-up that's ongoing there, here's the Weekly Standard. Just came out yesterday. Mandatory spending to exceed all federal revenues 50 years ahead of schedule. And it goes on to say, we have now gotten to the point where if national defense, interstate highways, national parks, homeland security, and all other discretionary programs somehow became absolutely free, we'd still have a budget deficit. And it goes on that the White House Budget Office admits this. Now, that's where the globalist bankers want us. Totally dependent, like a third world country, to them, getting interest on our money made up out of nothing. This is the fraud. They're the real Gaddafi. They're the real Hitlers of the 21st century. And we're becoming just like a third world country. So that's the issue here that people need to be made fully aware of. Now, continuing, the good news is they've gotten plant number 5 and 6 at Fukushima to be stabilized. Plant 1 through 4 have blown up or on fire. They're still off-gassing radiation, at least 2 breaches of core facilities. And in every other nuclear disaster, whether it was Three Mile Island or Chernobyl in 86, we're told, don't worry about it because it's an invisible poison. Though our own government admits 1 million people have died, roughly, from the 1986 and the 25 years of radiation from Chernobyl that many experts say is a lot less deadly than what we've seen happen at Fukushima, where 600 plus thousand fuel rods were stored, many of them on top of the reactors that have blown sky high. The Japanese government admits the radiation is lethal in that area. Upwards of 100 miles away, the food and water has been contaminated by radioactive iodine and other isotopes. Winds are threatening to turn south and have now turned south towards Tokyo, AccuWeather reports. The Japanese government's now talking about a Chernobyl solution, maybe the last resort for Japan's reactors, burying them in sand and concrete. The problem is it'll get into the water table. Much of the smoke and radioactive debris has been blowing west towards the United States. The first leaks were on Friday, but limited compared to what happened Saturday through Friday and then today through Sunday. That smoke's coming towards the United States with lower level elevated radiation hitting the West Coast. Again, Japan mulls ban on Fukushima area food products. Reuters, Tokyo water samples show radioactive iodine, the government reports. That's 150 miles away, by the way. Japan crisis forces rethink of nuclear option. They're building nuclear plants all over the world. They have a long history of covering up. Continuing downstream effects from Fukushima catastrophe, Zero Hedge reporting. Japan saw some success in its race to avert disaster at the tsunami-damaged power plant, though minor radiation leaks underline perils for the world's worst nuclear crisis since Chernobyl 25 years ago. Japan may have reached a turning point in winning its week-long battle to prevent a massive radiation leak when it succeeded in containing a power transmission line to the disabled Fukushima power plant. But now they're saying it's not working. Japan is considering whether to halt sales of food products from the from near the crippled nuclear plant. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin offered to give natural gas supplies to Japan. Japan has raised the severity of the nuclear rating crisis from a 4 to a 5. The TEPCO managers of the plant have announced rolling blackouts after its power generation was cut. Japanese Utility Electric declares force majeure on its near-term thermal coal shipments due to port damage. So that's affecting the world economy. Continuing, the miracle tale of survival, grandmother and boy pulled from rubble 9 days after tsunami smashed city. The amount of radioactive fuel from Fukushima dwarfs Chernobyl. Those are just some of the reports at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But more and more, the world is distracted from what's happening with the trade winds and jet stream directly from Japan hitting the West Coast. People are focusing in on what's happening in Libya. Kerry in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, Al-Qaeda Jones, how you doing?
Good.
I listen to you every day on podcast, on my loudspeaker at work. Everyone thinks that you're Rush Limbaugh. They first think that by your voice that you are, and I have to tell them that, oh, it's Alex Jones. And
I haven't heard many comparisons to myself and Lord Limbaugh, but I do know I'm on the cover of Talkers Magazine this month and the keynote speaker at the yearly Talkers event. It's normally Lord Limbaugh, so I'm very honored.
Well, I inadvertently end up spreading your name, and I've ended up having quite a few people tune into you and become.
That's why we're the number one show on the web, thanks to you, and soon on AM and FM, Gary.
Yep. But I wanted to get to the important point and make this quick for other people that are in line also. Are you aware of any close-up video at the reactor sites?
Yes, and it's showing total devastation. At least 4 of them are wrecked, the others damaged. And Fox News, every day I watch, shows old file footage of a clean, nice plant and tells people that's live footage. It's incredible deception.
Well, I was on YouTube yesterday, and I saw a video that only had 3,000 views, and I was surprised it didn't have more, unless it was a copy of another one that has a lot more views. But I think it could be found on YouTube. And it's close-up footage that I think was secretly taken by a cell phone. by one of the workers.
Well, that's actually in the print media, photos and video of just shattered, devastated, smoking, radioactive derelicts.
And you can just totally tell by looking at that that there's no way that, especially those used rods on top of the facility, that they could have been contained.
No, I hear you. Kerry, it's huge. I appreciate the call. Again, I don't have some beef with Fox News, but a month ago they played dubbed audio of Ron Paul being booed and then didn't even say he'd won the straw poll, and now they show the reactor. You've all seen it, freshly painted and clean every day. I mean, it's just how dumb to think their viewers are. I guess as dumb as MSNBC viewers. Who say it's racist to not want government-run health care. Robert in Texas, go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. I have a quick question regarding the situation in Libya. With all the news covering Clinton and Obama and their soundbites saying that this is going to be a limited action, there's going to be no ground troops, with the Kearsarge and the Bataan positioning themselves off the coast.
Yeah, those are sister ships to the Coronado. Those are big Marine Corps landing ships.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm prior Navy. That's a move to do something bigger than what we're being told.
No, they just pulled them in right off the coast. Yeah, no. Because if you read that UN resolution, it could be, they say, Obama said, you will accept a humanitarian ground force or else. Well, humanitarian means troops.
Exactly. So my question for you is, with us being told repeatedly that there's not going to be any ground troops, how is this situation going to escalate?
They'll stage terror attacks. They're already laying the groundwork. Say that Gaddafi did it. They're loving Al-Qaeda. UN Global Force will do it. Then they'll take our rights while they invade Libya, claiming that Gaddafi launched terror attacks. They're setting the stage for that.
Very good. Well, I just want to let you know that me and my wife welcomed our son Alex into the world yesterday, so I think like that.
Oh, man, you're awesome. Just don't name him Alexander Emmerich, and then he'd really be named after me. You're awesome, Robert. I want to go to Joe, George, Habu, and others, but we're almost out of time. Habu in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. It's a great pleasure to listen to you and even more to be on your show. I'll be very pithy here. Just two quick points. It seems like the U.S. and the NATO delayed the resolution in the U.N., until Gaddafi's forces were at the gates of Benghazi, so that, you know, they could ramrod anything through, and the Democrats, the true Democrats in Libya, would be compromised.
Because the true rebel forces arrested SAS. They weren't playing ball. They let Gaddafi win first. I was going to make that point earlier. I'm glad you made it. Let Gaddafi start winning so the rebels need the globalists, so the globalists have an excuse to actually come in and then put who they want in place. Very astute.
And the second point, and very quickly, you know, this is really appalling, no less on the anniversary of the attack on Iraq, to bring in the naval ships from so many...
Wait, you just made a point. This is the anniversary. The bombardment started about 5 days ago, 8 years, 9 years ago, 2003... Very good point. The Ides of March. The Romans always talked about the time to launch a war was March for Mars, the god of war.
Well, thank you very much, and all the very best to you.
Thank you. I love that type of call. I'm sorry to Joe. I'm sorry to George. Call me back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We'll be here live. I couldn't do this without our sponsors, our AM&FM affiliates, my great crew in there. Continue to follow what we're doing at twitter.com/realalexjones. Continue to track everything at infowars.com, prisonplanet.com, the live video streaming at prisonplanet.tv. All I do is look at the facts, report what I believe to be the truth. Doesn't mean I have all the answers, but it's a lot better what you get from CNN and others. See you back tomorrow. God bless you all. Pray for the world. Infowars.com.